From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United Nations Human Rights Office on Friday rejected reported remarks by U.S. President Donald Trump describing immigrants from several countries as coming from an expletive, meaning dirty or impoverished. Spokesman Rupert Colville said this isn't just a story about vulgar language. It was about opening the door to humanity's worst side.
These are shocking and shameful comments from the President of the United States. I'm sorry, but there's no other word one can use but racist.
President Trump on Thursday was questioning why the United States would want to have immigrants from several countries. Trump said he didn't use that reported language, but was using tough language during an immigration meeting with lawmakers. U.S. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, who was at the White House meeting on immigration Thursday, confirmed to reporters that Trump used the vile and vulgar language. United Nations Human Rights Office also says it is concerned about the large number of arrests as Tunisian authorities cracked down on protesters. Lisa Schlein has that story.
UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville says nearly 800 people have been arrested since Monday.
We call on the authorities to ensure that people are not arrested in an arbitrary manner and that all those detained are treated with full respect for their due process rights and either charged or promptly released.
Next Sunday is the anniversary of the 2011 revolution, which ushered in the so-called Arab Spring, a series of protest movements calling for reform in the Middle East and North Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For additional stories, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. The United States has approved new sanctions on Iran Friday while stopping short of a third time of reimposing harsh sanctions intended to punish Tehran to give up nuclear weapons research, according to a senior administration official. The administration official said the sanctions are part of a broad effort to counter Iran's reckless and destabilizing behavior, including actions related to the crackdown on protesters, which at least 21 have been killed. Friday, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said South Korea's request for additional demands regarding Japan's wartime sexual slavery was not acceptable. Tom Turco reports.
On Tuesday, South Korea's foreign minister, Kang Kyung-hwa, said the landmark agreement between the two countries was insufficient.
The 2015 agreement, which does not properly reflect the opinions of victims, cannot be a real solution to the issue of victims of Japan's wartime sexual slavery.
Speaking to reporters ahead of his European tour, Abe reiterated Japan's stance that the agreement is a pledge between the two countries.
We have been sincere in executing every promise we've made. We want to continue to strongly ask South Korea to do the same.
While South Korea is not breaching the agreement, South Korean President Moon Jae-in questioned the process and recently urged Japan to apologize to the victims. Tom Turco, VOA News.
Martin Seacrest reports the Philippines police chief said that anti-narcotics operations, notorious for their deadly outcomes, could make a comeback in the Philippines' war on drugs. Director General Ronald De La Rosa said bloodshed should be avoided and abuses would not be tolerated.
De La Rosa was speaking about Aplan Takang, a practice where police visit the homes of users and dealers and seek their surrender. He said the practice could resume within a few weeks and should be free of violence if suspects agree to go quietly. His remarks are the strongest sign in months of a reintensification of a war on drugs. Nearly 4,000 Filipinos have been killed by police in the drugs war since June of 2016. Human rights groups accuse police of carrying out illegal killings, staging crime scenes, and falsifying reports, a charge they vigorously deny. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
A bipartisan group of six senators announced on Thursday they had reached an agreement in principle on an immigration deal that would address the fate of more than 800,000 DACA recipients and other key immigration reform issues outlined by President Donald Trump. However, reaching a deal may not be easy with deep party divisions over immigration reform and only 4 working days left until the government faces a shutdown. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.